Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me, as always, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. It's always good to be with you and with all of our listeners. Big thanks and a shout out to CHI Memorial for not only being the title sponsor of our show, but also building that hospital in North Georgia. I love talking about that, and I still find so many people who have heard nothing about it. Sending a few people there last week up to the old CHI Memorial, Georgia, which we have been renovating. We got to tell them all about the new hospital coming, so that should be about a 60-bed facility, and I don't know, 3 to 4 years, something like that, should open, and we should break ground this summer. Very excited about that. Thank you, CHI Memorial. And thanks also to LHC Group, Louisiana Healthcare. Work with them through a home health company, which is Home Care Solutions, Home Health, Ringgold, and Dalton. Wonderful people with whom to work, and also Heartlight Hospice of Dalton. And I'll tell you what, the hospice has been growing right now. We're changing and growing, and so is the home health, both companies. And just great time to be working with those people, and I am just eternally thankful, but even more thankful just to be a country knock here in this area. And it's a great tradition to continue working with all of my fine partners and colleagues, both doctors and nurse practitioners, within CHI Memorial. And I don't usually talk about it, but I work a lot with CHI Chickamauga. So that's another office with whom I work, and they do a fantastic job. So if you guys are listening, thank you for all the hard work that you do. And CHI has a little word for you, and they continue to support this area with vigor. So even if you are perfectly healthy, I would encourage you to get an annual wellness checkup. Not only will it keep you up to date with all of your immunizations and tests, and this time of the year it's an important time to think about immunizations, but you'll also have a doctor who knows you in case of an illness. CHI Memorial provides you and your family with convenient locations throughout the Chattanooga as well as North Georgia areas. You can learn more at www.chimemorialmedicalgroup.org. So, Ed, I know we're going to talk about a lot of things today, and I don't know when we're going to talk about restaurants, but I want to hear all about your week and what's up with you.
Thank you, my friend. And yes, I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World since 1979, and we are a really total wellness complex for those who, you know, want to embrace nutrition and healthy lifestyle education. I have 27 employees and actually 16 practitioners of most every modality that a person would want. We do it. I say we do everything but surgery. But we also want and strongly are focused on partnering with people like yourself and really wise medical individuals. I love the fact, Dr. Green, that you call yourself a country doc. That is what people really long for these days, is the caringness that you have, you show. And we'll have to say, in every industry, we have, you know, wishes that it could perhaps be better. And I think in mine, along with yours, I think sometimes we can get lost in the hustle bustle and the profit motives of the day. And you haven't done that. So I'm always, and I'm not just saying it because you're my partner on this show, I just really give you accolades for your attitude.
Well, thank you. I was just thinking about something. You ever seen that movie Knock Hollywood? Michael J. Fox, years ago.
No.
Well, between the two, Michael J. Fox becomes a country doctor, I think, in South Carolina. But there's an old codger on there. And of the two, I'd rather not be the old codger. So if I get to do that, you have to stop me. I want to be more of the Michael J. Fox model. So you'll have to watch that show sometime.
Well, that show, I'm going to put right at the top of my list. I want to see that. yeah, as far as, I mean, I want to ask you something personal. I think anyone who follows me or knows me knows that I have a few addictions, only a couple, one of which is the gym. And I work out like a crazy man most days of the week. Been doing that since I was 14, and I'm not 14 anymore. And that means many, many decades of every single day almost in the gym. And I really, really push myself. But I started this new exercise, and it is on my Instagram under The Holistic Navigator, which is my podcast. But it was a weird exercise where I'm lifting from my core with a bar, and I had 75 pounds, and I had been doing it for 2 weeks. Well, I did it last Thursday or Friday and started feeling some twinges Friday night. And by Sunday, I was quite not able to walk very well, and it is still lasting. And what it is, it feels like sciatica. It runs from into kind of my butt. And, you know, being in the world I am, I'm using, I went to my chiropractor. I went to Mackie, who's a personal trainer, but he does extremely good work. And I'm taking all my goodies. And I'm just wondering, how long does this damn thing last?
One day you're going to have to sit down and show me exactly what you were doing so I'll understand it better. I mean, with an injury like that, if you stop, you might be better within a week or two, knowing you, or sooner. You heal pretty fast. But I would say whatever you were doing, at least hold off for a week and see how you're doing and do something different. So this was something for your core?
It was something for my core. And I want you to look at my Instagram sometime soon and look at what I did, because I did a video of it the week before. Like, I was kind of like proud of doing it, and now I'm so, you know, kind of wishing I hadn't have done it. But
well, we've all done that. I found some bruises on me from some new stuff I was doing at the gym this past week. I didn't even know I'd hurt myself. So my nurse noticed that and said, "Why are your arms bruised?" I had to go to the mirror and look. It was on my triceps. But yeah, I'd started a new tricep exercise, and it actually torn something, but doesn't hurt too bad. But yeah, we got to back off. We're not, you know, 18 anymore. You have to be careful. So I would say back off of whatever you're doing. Remember the old adage about core workout, though. I mean, for the listeners, by the way, Ed has no fat on his body. So for most people that are asking me, I'll say, you know, one of your best ab exercises is actually cardio and weight loss. And a lot of people do forget that. I forget that. So, you know, if you're really wanting to work your abs, work on the weight, which is what I've been doing. Again, listeners, Ed has no weight to work on. But the rest of us probably do have some little bit of extra fat on our body, and we can get rid of that. But, you know, for me, Ed, I've been really focusing on the cardio lately, so I will go straight from running hard for 30 minutes or so straight into the hard workout, and that's what I've been doing, and it is kicking my tail in, I will tell you that.
Well, thank you for that, and, you know, I'm my own worst enemy, because I know your advice is extremely sound, which is I need to cut back and quit doing as much in the gym, and I think I'm going to do that. I'm just going to completely switch it up and let the back rest, because it's humbling. I will be honest with you. I'm used to being, you know, not disabled like this. It's truly like a disability. It hurts all the time, especially at night. But thank you for that.
You know, let me say something. I don't really mean cut back. Just change what you're doing. So I don't tell an athlete really to stop. Well, so there are some exceptions, but just modify.
Okay. I'm going to do that. And thank you for that. I am doing a lot of curcumin because it is a wonderful anti-inflammatory. I do believe in CBD, of course, and I'm using that several times a day. I actually have a CBD patch on my butt right now, which works for about 48 hours, and it does. It takes the edge off is what it's doing, because it feels like it's nerve involvement. But so much about me.
No, try a lidocaine patch, too. That's the last thing you haven't tried, if you want to try one that's actually a medication. So they make lidocaine patches over the counter now, so put it right where it hurts. And just read those directions and try that out.
Hey, that's why I love talking to people who know, because I'm well-read, but I'd never, you know, I don't do well at taking care of myself. So thank you so much for that, lidocaine, plus all my other goodies, and I will be good to go in a matter of days, back to my normal, hopefully.
Come down to my gym and run with me.
I'll do that once I get back on my game.
I will. All right.
And I know we want to talk about several things on the show today. We're going to have to catch up on a coronavirus. I want to talk about health care. I know we have heart health care. I know we have a guest coming in that's going to be talking about that. I want to tell you about my new passion at Panera with the meal that I'm now eating every day, and I can get on these tangents, but it's the perfect meal, and I will explain in the next segment how I make it perfect. And then EMFs, I'm huge. I'm getting so passionate about electromagnetic fields and its potential negative consequences, and I want to talk a little bit about that. So I guess we're going to have a show full, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Of course, guys, I want to join in the conversation for just a moment. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio presented by CHI Memorial here on 98.1 The Lake. I am Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group, and the producer today of today's show, as Ed is taking Vital Health Radio on the road. And I want to let everybody know about our guests that we're going to be having joining us here momentarily. Dr. Newton Wiggins, cardiologist with Chattanooga Heart Institute of CHI Memorial, and we're going to be talking about the Heart Rhythm Center at the Chattanooga Heart Institute. So he's going to be joining us, and it is Heart Month for the month of February. So we're going to get into more of conversation about the heart. We did some of that last week with Dr. Chris Lassar from Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. So it's going to be a great show, along with the other topics that Ed just shared with you just a moment ago. Also, too, I want to let everybody know about a brand new sponsor that's going to be with us for all of 2020. We're excited about Southern Surgical Arts. They do cosmetic surgery, and they have just opened a brand new beauty bar there at 6053 Artesian Circle at Ottawa, and they've got all kinds of specials going on right now. So the grand opening of the beauty bar by Southern Surgical Arts is going on right now. For more information about Southern Surgical Arts, you can go to southernsurgicalarts.com. Ed, we are about ready to go to a break, but in the meantime, back to you, sir.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm excited about the Southern Surgical Arts because I take care of myself generally, but I go down to that location, and I have been very pleased with their services. I get about 4 facials a year. That's all I ever do. Other than that, I'm self-maintaining, but I really like their services and quality. So I'm excited. I did not know they were going to be the new sponsors. So that's wonderful. And you know what? It's already time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing heart and arrhythmias with Dr. Wigg. And we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download that free radio.com or iHeartRadio app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, and along with Dr. Christopher Green and Ed Jones is on the move today. He will be joining us again momentarily. But in the meantime, we've got a guest that will be joining us here on the hotline. But I want to let everybody know, if you're not already aware, you can also find Vital Health Radio now in the form of a podcast. If you want to go to your favorite podcast platform, some of the ones to mention, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, and many others, just go in and do a search for Vital Health Radio Download, and you can catch every past episode of Dr. Christopher Green and Ed Jones talking about healthy living, and you can listen to it now on your podcast, or you can go to vitalhealthradio.com, presented by our friends over at Avalon Design Studios, and they can also provide you with a list of all of our shows and information of Vital Health Radio. All right, it's time for us to go to the hotline and bring on our guest, and want to welcome Dr. Wiggins from CHI Memorial from the Chattanooga Heart Institute. Good morning, Dr. Wiggins.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. And the month of February is Heart Month, so that falls right into what your daily world is all about, and that's being a part of the Chattanooga Heart Institute. So kind of tell us what folks need to be aware of and sort of what your line of work is all about.
Perfect. So, yes, absolutely. This is Heart Month. And so I am a heart rhythm specialist at the Chattanooga Heart Institute at CHI Memorial, which means I'm essentially the electrician of the heart. So I deal with abnormal heart rhythm, and that's what I do on a daily basis.
So how common, is that something that people listening need to go and have checked on a regular basis? How do we know that there's an issue or a problem?
So that's a great question. So abnormal heart rhythm, so we'll kind of, I guess, start with the heart and why the electrical system is important. So the heart has some specialized cells that conduct electrical signals, which produce each heartbeat. And these cells work together in a very organized way to produce the heart rhythm. And so, and that's what where I come into play, is that my specialty is with abnormal heart rhythm. And they are very common. There are lots of different types. Most patients that I see already know that they are prone to abnormal heart rhythms, but there are lots of patients who probably have abnormal heart rhythms that are not aware. Everyone is different. Some patients can feel symptoms related to their heart problem, but others do not. And so that's why it takes a medical team dedicated to the heart to help walk our patients through these new diagnoses.
Yeah, I would say from a primary care standpoint, Sean, we see, well, I do catch a lot just by accident. So new patients, sometimes you're checking and their heartbeat's real fast. They may have atrial fibrillation or atrial flutter. So we see that, I would say, a lot of premature beats. If you've ever felt an extra beat, that's a super common thing to find, that we find by accident a lot. But for primary care, a lot of people are coming in with palpitations. They feel something wrong in the way it beats, or they feel a pause, or it's beating too hard or too fast, they'll say, or sometimes they have chest pain or shortness of breath or passing out. A lot of people just feel like they're going to pass out, or they do. And that's some of the ways they present to us. And then we start doing a workup, and we send them to find people such as Dr. Wiggins, who help us to try to fix these things and figure them out. They do a fantastic job.
Well, interesting. Dr. Wiggins, what are the health risks associated with heart rhythm disorders?
So it depends on the type of heart rhythm. So some abnormal heart rhythms are very benign, which means they don't cause a lot of problems. We focus a lot on reassurance. Others, however, are very different. They may be the first sign of heart disease, or the abnormal heart rhythm might even contribute to really bad things like stroke or heart failure. So Dr. Green brought up some of the most common things that we see, atrial fibrillation as well as atrial flutter, and this is probably the most common abnormal heart rhythm out there. But this is important to diagnose, because if it's left untreated or undiagnosed, it can result in strokes as well as heart failure. So I guess to answer your question, it all depends on what the type of abnormal heart rhythm we see.
And are there, is there medication that can treat this problem if someone is dealing with this?
Yes, and so that's what I love about what I do, is that we have lots of tools in our toolbox to help our patients not only live longer, but also feel better. So we use a combination of medications, device therapy, as well as something called catheter ablation, which is where we take a catheter or a hollow tube up into the heart and we burn the abnormal short circuits that we find when we study the electrical system. But we use the combination of those three things to help our patients meet their goals.
You know, I like the way you talked about yourself as an electrician of the heart. It's a difficult subject to explain to people that are not in medicine, and a lot of times I actually use a similar analogy, and I'll say, you know, your heart is like a house, and you've got plumbing and you've got electrical conduction, and so far that's worked for my patients to say, you know, I'm sending you to the plumber, or no, it's going to the electrician this time. And they kind of get that, but it is... A lot of people don't know the heart is both, you know, that it actually transmits electrical signals, so, you know, that it has wires, so to speak. So it's a difficult thing we try to explain to people, Sean, yeah, each one of these is treated differently, and a lot of different conditions. I was just thinking about hypothyroidism. A good friend of mine was just diagnosed with that recently, and thankfully it's not causing a heart arrhythmia, but, you know, even simple things like that for us to treat, it's very easy to treat thyroid disease, but they can cause some significant arrhythmias, and that's one place we see that as well. But again, we're very thankful to people like you, Dr. Wiggins. And I'm curious about something. Isn't there a new rhythm center with CHI?
Yes, there is. So it's called the Heart Rhythm Center at the Chattanooga Heart Institute. And it's a team of heart rhythm specialists or doctors, nurses, and allied health professionals or nurse practitioners who are dedicated to abnormal heart rhythm. So that's all we do.
Now, that is over at CHI Maine?
Yes, it is. It is.
excuse me.
No, but it's been great. And so it's kind of packaging what we kind of already do. But again, our primary goal is to help our patients live longer and feel better. And having a dedicated team like that is really helpful for our patients.
I've seen a lot of the commercials on TV, so, you know, great advertising for that. And I hope, really, really do hope and pray that one day we can expand that down to CHI Georgia. That's my wish.
I think that may be in the works, but I don't want to, you know, that is someone else's decision. But I hear you, Dr.
Yeah, I'm putting in my wish list while I've got you on the phone.
Of course, our guest today is Dr. Wiggins. He is a cardiologist with the Chattanooga Heart Institute at CHI Memorial. And Dr. Wiggins, is these common symptoms of that you've described with the heart, is a lot of this come from hereditary, or is it just the lifestyle that some people live?
So that's a great question. So we get a lot of that from our patients. So most of the abnormal heart rhythms that we see, there are some risk factors, particularly for atrial fibrillation, when we call it AFib for short. But like high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, heavy alcohol intake, sleep apnea, these are all things that contribute to atrial fibrillation. So when we see patients with AFib, we focus on four things. We focus on reducing stroke risk. We use blood thinners to do that. We focus on controlling the rate. We don't want the heart racing over time because that can result in heart failure. We also focus on controlling the rhythm because usually that helps patients feel better. But we also focus on reducing recurrence. And we try to fight things like high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, encourage weight loss in our patients is a big one, wearing CPAP or sleep apnea. These are all things that can help reduce the risk of recurrence. And so I think that's the main thing that we try to focus on in the context of our clinics.
You mentioned sleep apnea. That is probably something that's pretty common that you see in a lot of your patients. Is that correct?
Oh, my goodness. It's very common, not only with AFib patients, but we see a lot of slow heart rhythms in the middle of the night. And we see a lot of that on what's called a Holter monitor, which is just a wearable cardiac monitor that has some stickers, just kind of like a wearable electrocardiogram. People wear it for 24 to 48 hours. And at night, the heart rate gets pretty slow, and that's pretty normal. But sometimes in patients with sleep apnea, it can be extremely slow. And they are referred to us because someone thinks that they may need a pacemaker because it's a very slow heart rhythm. But in reality, they just need to be diagnosed with sleep apnea and need to wear CPAP. And so we refer a lot of our patients to the sleep center for a sleep study.
Yeah, and as do we, I will say, for primary care, we usually find that with two ways. One, by accident, because we're just doing a fatigue workup and everything's normal, and we go, wow, you know, it's very commonly associated with obesity. So we'll just check and find it almost by accident. So fatigue is our most common presenting symptom. The other one is the spouse bringing in the husband. So it's the women. I kid you not. They bring them in going, you have to do something. He snores all night and then chokes and gasps, and I can't sleep. Fix him, doc. So yeah, we see that a lot. But thank the Lord for spouses that watch out for their husbands.
Absolutely. So I always, the spouse is always the truth serum. They're always,
so true.
Well, Dr. Wiggins, for someone out there listening today and they would like to get more information or possibly get in touch with the Heart Center there at CHI Memorial, tell us how they can do that.
Oh, so our marketing team and our administration has done a phenomenal job with our website. And so there's more information on our website about the Heart Rhythm Center, as well as contact information on how to get in touch with us. But yeah, we're happy to see anyone and everyone.
All right. That sounds great. And for more information, I'm sure you can go to chimemorial.com. That's chimemorial.com. And Dr. Newton Wiggins, we certainly appreciate your time today and making our listeners aware of this in Heart Month.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. You're very welcome. All right. It is time for us to take a break. And Ed Jones is on the move. Dr. Green, he's got a busy weekend going on.
Yes, he is. And I hope he's having a great time doing it.
I think he probably is, knowing how Ed likes to have fun when it comes to travel. And when we come back after the break, we're going to be joined again by Ed Jones, and we're going to continue with a lot more Vital Health Radio. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, Ed Jones, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and certainly talking about heart health. And I want to tell you, Dr. Green, I'm an avid reader and avid follower of my world, which is, you know, super focused on nutrition, nourishment, kind of out of the box thinking on health issues, certainly partnering with conventional too, but I have lived my whole life on the opposite side of that. Well, there's a gentleman, his name's Dr. Thomas Cowan, and he's written two really, they're unusual books, but that's kind of the world I live in. But his latest one's called Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, and is titled Doctor's Quest to Understand and Treat Cardio Disease. And what's interesting, when I read that book a few months ago, and I'm going to start trying to talk about a book of the week, perhaps, that I'm really, really feel is of value to people if they want to read and become educated. And I really believe that education is the key to maintaining our health, because that's the only way you're going to know how to even carry on a conversation with anybody. But this guy, Dr. Cowan, he sent out an email about 2 weeks ago that he was willing, because of he wants to have other people join him with this philosophy of what truly causes heart disease, which is not what conventional thinks. It's kind of radical. But I'm going to mentor under him. We got an agreement that yesterday, actually, that on a one-on-one personal basis, I will be under him for several months on Skype. And we are going to, he's going to be teaching me a lot of his principles. I'm just, you know, that kind of stuff is what fuels me. And I will keep everyone abreast on, you know, what I learn. And it may be nothing of value, and it might be, but I'm willing to jump in those waters to see what that is. So the book is Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, if anyone wants to look it up. And I am excited about that.
Well, I can't wait to hear more about that, a different point of view. We always love that.
Well, you do, and I appreciate that always, as always. But it is definitely a different point of view. He's actually saying that it's not. It has to do with the parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system. We're not going to get into that. But he's got some real good answers that he feels would pretty much diminish heart attacks. That doesn't mean heart disease, but heart attacks. So I will let you know as I start. I'm starting in 2 weeks from Thursday. So I'll keep everyone up on that as I'm learning, because I'm having to pay for this. It's not free. And so that's, you know, not something I want to do, but it's worth it, hopefully. And I want to say, before I forget it, again, like I said last week, I'm very torn about the fact Earth Fair is closing. Yeah, they were not really our competition. They were our sister store on so many levels, because they believed in purity of foods, non-GMOs, non-pesticides. Yes, they were corporately owned, and sometimes that detracts from some of the qualities that I really value. But still, overall, they did a wonderful job as a corporate store, and I'm very, very sad for the employees, because most of them had been there for years and years. And I do want to say one, I wish we could hire all of them, but we don't have room. But we did hire the sweetest and most experienced and knowledgeable lady from Earth Fair, and has a wonderful following in Chattanooga. Cody is her name. Many people know her and will be thrilled to death to know that she will be beginning at Nutrition World somewhere in about a month from now. So, Cody, we're all going to welcome you to Nutrition World with open arms, because it's very difficult to find someone who has years and years experience in the field of nutritional supplementation and doing it the wise way, not just hawking goods, but actually knowing what needs to be known. As you know, Dr. Green, there's so much. I mean, I don't know how you guys keep up just with the drug, you know, all the drugs and the changes and the this and the that, much less, you know, how would you expect to know all this about nutrition also? But saying all that, let's talk about coronavirus and flu. Are you still seeing flu viruses, flu cases in your office, Dr. Green?
Oh, my Lord. We're seeing people that come in sometimes with strep and flu A and flu B. So I was looking up some of the recent stats, and so far in 2020, there have been 13 million influenza illnesses, 120,000 hospitalizations, and 6,600 flu-related deaths. And so that's some new stats this morning from the CDC. So, yes, we're seeing that, and it's, if anything, getting stronger and stronger and growing. So, you know, we talked about coronavirus and said we're going to talk about that, and yes, that's a big issue. But influenza right now is far more prevalent and more dangerous at this second.
Wow. So it's one of the longest flu seasons that I remember. I mean, it seemed like it was starting to drop, but then it came back with a vengeance, didn't it?
Well, you know what? The last few years I've noticed that usually the last flu case that I see from the winter season is in May. And typically I will get my first flu case for the fall sometime in late August. So that's how short the intervening seasons are from each other. So it is becoming more prevalent, more widespread, and more frequent. And the flu season is longer and longer. So people can still get their flu shot even now. Yes, it's kind of late, but you can still go in and get that if you want your immunization. And I would recommend it. Is it perfect? No. You know, Ed and I could argue about that sometimes, about the risk versus the benefits. You know, of course, we all get ours because we're healthcare workers, but it is still not too late to go get your flu shot, even though it's not perfect protection. If somebody were going into battle, would they not put on body armor just because it's not going to protect from every single projectile? No, you're still going to put it on because it's protection, and it's similar to that.
Well, and being prepared and building yourself up in whatever belief system you have is very important. Doing nothing is foolish to me. Now, what do I do? Of course, I want to make sure my vitamin D is at least 50 nanograms on a blood test. That is humongously important for the immune system. And I believe in, as we've talked many times, Dr. Green, the medicinal use of building my immune system with mushrooms, not the salad bar mushrooms, but the encapsulated or liquid ones, shiitake, reishi, cordyceps, the things that have all the research on PubMed that boost your immune system.
Again, and I do that the easy way with Host Defense, which is a fine company.
Oh, absolutely. They're the king of all people who make these products. And so just between, you know, having mushrooms, vitamin D, and then, of course, if I started feeling sick, then I jump on the things called olive leaf, manuka honey, which you and I have interviewed, Mike Everly, I think that's his name, from Bees and Trees.
Mm-hmm.
And manuka has an ability that no other honey has to kind of stop reproduction of viruses, and that's what we're after. So be prepared, people. Have these things in your home, at least a couple of them, but think about the vitamin D connection and think about the mushrooms. And on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, I interviewed Jerry Angelini, who's the number one expert on mushrooms, how to use them, what they do, what to choose. So go to The Holistic Navigator if you want to learn more about that.
You know, you talked about supplements, and don't forget for prevention, nobody's perfect on this planet, but you know, healthy lifestyle, exercise, and healthy meals can go a long way towards boosting your immune system as well. Again, don't expect perfection. I'm not perfect. You're pretty close, Ed. I'll give you that one. But for the rest of us, you know, I'm aiming at about 80% of the time. I am trying to do what you do, that if I miss the gym the day before, then I have to go today. So I'm trying not to miss more than one day at a time. And that's a goal I picked up from you, and I like that.
Well, thank you. And I think it's common sense, a good one that people can follow generally. My demise is probably being over-disciplined and never resting enough, because Even if I don't sleep like I didn't last night due to this daggum butt pain, sciatica, whatever it is, I still keep just plugging along, and that's not always smart. I wish I was actually able just to turn the button off and crawl into a bed and sleep, but I'm not that kind of person, and I don't know if I ever will.
Now, well, there's a happy medium in there, Ed. You do have to rest some. I find that when I rest too much and skip, if I make a habit of that, it'll become a new habit of skipping the gym. But I've also found when I go 7 days a week hard, there are times I've done two-a-days, I end up working out so hard, doing so much cardio, so much lifting, that I do injure myself eventually. I mean, even in my 30s, I would do that. So there's a point where exercise can be detrimental when you overdo it as well. So there is a happy medium somewhere in there, as so many things in life, a moderation.
Absolutely, and that's not always my best word. Now, I noticed, and we're going to get I want to talk about the coronavirus if you have any new tips or info, but I did see, and you know, you can always take it with a grain of salt, but I don't know if China's is freaking about it as much as what we're seeing, or maybe they're freaking more about it. And but the thing is, they're now putting these masks on their cats and dogs, and they had all these photos this morning on that. Obviously there's panic going on.
You know, I didn't see the cat or dog thing, and I haven't checked on animal transfer of that virus. What is it, COVID-19 called now? So I haven't checked on that. That'll be an interesting thing for us to do between now and next week. I'm also a bit disturbed by the pictures we see, but is that sensationalism on the media where people are being dragged from their homes and they're saying they're dragging them if they just suspect them of infection? So I don't know if that's true or not, and I don't know how you would find that out, but yeah, I've seen those same pictures and it is quite disturbing. Their infection rate and death rate is much higher than we're seeing here, which is very sad, but they're also a more densely packed population.
Well, again, we go back to the same philosophy of building your own health and immune system. And I want to say one thing that people tend to forget. One reason people get sick around Christmas so much is every time you eat a modest to large amount of sugar, it does deplete your immune system for 4 hours. So many people are eating sugar morning, noon, and night. Well, guess what? Their immune system keeps going down and down and down because they never go without sugar. So,
and then hug all 100 of your favorite relatives.
Yes. And the knife and fork is still our most powerful weapon against disease and poor health. And I noticed that, and of course, again, we don't know all the facts because it's too early, but the people who seem to be reporting accurately on coronavirus say that men are more susceptible than women, and most men who are getting it are compromised at least modestly. That means they're over 55, they're, you know, have other health issues, blank, blank, blank. And, you know, I mean, always intrigued by the 1918 flu, because in that era when millions of people died, it actually was the opposite. It hit healthier people because the immune system overreacted to a point that the lungs flooded with fluid. But that was super scary. But in this one, it seems more like, I guess, the flu-like. But, you know, and I'm not going to do this, but one of my employees loves this site. It's called World-O-Meter. Just like but it's all one word, World-O-Meter, and it's showing the deaths and the cases of coronavirus hour to hour that's being reported around the world, and he just eats it up. I'm not going there because I don't think that's healthy for my mental state, but if you want to know about the numbers, World-O-Meter is the site to go to.
So, and some of those sites are also showing a lot more cases here at home than are being reported, because I've looked at some of that too, and I don't know if it's accurate or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I would still say don't panic. Healthy lifestyle, like we're talking, understandable and correct prevention, not going, I don't think we need to wear isolation suits out and wear masks everywhere we go. So, you know, we've talked about, not touching above the chest level. If you do, go wash your hands, frequent sanitation with alcohol hand sanitizers. Certainly staying away from people you know are sick, if they've been traveling overseas especially. I mean, there's some just general precautions which would be prudent for people. But as far as, you know, should there be widespread panic? Absolutely not. The flu is going to be a lot more dangerous too. And frankly, strep is all over the area as well. And those are highly contagious and more prevalent, at least in this area.
Well, I think it's very important for people of authority, as you are, to be saying these words. It isn't panic. We don't need to panic. we don't have to super fear. We use common sense. We use wisdom. We're going to be okay, people.
Yeah, prudence was the word I was looking for. Just be prudent, but don't panic.
Yes. I love that. I love that. Well, guess what? It is already time to take another break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment, as we always look forward to. So that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and with my partner, Dr. Green, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
And once again, thank you so much, Ed, for that introduction. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. So if you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app for Android or iPhone. Now let's talk today about courage. So courage is not the absence of fear, but it is action in spite of your fears. George S. Patton once said that courage is fear holding on a minute longer. T.S. Eliot felt that only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. Well, we often talk in these spiritual moments about the struggles of life and how I feel we should live bold lives and look for freedom from fear that would control us and then attempt to extinguish the fire that God intends to ignite in our hearts. However, that life can be a challenge and may require that we wait for God's answers, holding on longer than we ever really wanted to. The truth is that life is tough, and it takes tremendous courage to face and then overcome our fears. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 14, David encourages us to wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait on the Lord. Well, waiting is difficult. But in that process, God will renew our strength as well as our courage and our endurance so that we can persevere and then overcome these challenging times in life. Billy Graham once said that courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others are often stiffened. Well, maybe someone is watching you, waiting on you to take that first step, to make that leap of faith into the bold and fierce life to which we are all called. You may be the one to show someone else how freedom from fear can enable you to live the life of faith and victory. William Shedd said that a ship is safe in harbor, but that's not what ships are for. Well, let me encourage you to that fierce life. Be brave. Be bold. Live your life to the fullest. You know, I've heard the expression that you only live once. I disagree. We only die once. We are called to live every single day. We are blessed with life. You are not alone. We are all in this struggle of life together, and God is always with us. Now, let me close with Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend, as always. And I know that reached the hearts of many people. Always people are suffering. I don't care what time of day or day of the week or whatever. It's just a part of life. And being bold and courageous is one of the biggest challenges, but also medicine for the soul to help us journey through that. I actually, for those people who know me well, know that I do like tattoos, and I have a oriental design of a piece of work on my arm that really, it says courage in oriental diagram. So when I get scared or whatever, I can actually look down and see the word courage in another language. I want to talk about it. not just a shift, not radically this quickly, but I know we're going to run out of time. I said earlier, I want to talk about this new meal I'm eating at Panera, because I have to have food that's going to meet the demands of what I believe in, which is keto-friendly. That means, of course, modest protein, lower carbs, and especially low fast-acting carbs. What are fast-acting carbs? They're rice and potatoes and corn and pasta and breads and bagels and cereal. Don't want those. I want things that digest slower and a lot of healthy fat. Well, I now have the app for Panera, and I go in and I order. I walk in, sit down, and this meal called a Mediterranean grain bowl, where I have added avocado to it, and I do bring my own olive oil into Panera with me. And so it is the perfect meal, unbelievable taste, with my drink. Cost me about $11, but full of everything I want.
All Mediterranean grain bowl?
Mediterranean grain bowl, that's the name, and you hit an add avocado on there. You would love this, Dr. Green, I'm telling you. And if you have, they just started doing this a few months ago, maybe two or three of these bowls, because I wasn't a Panera fan too much, because, you know, I mean, Panera means bread. I mean, that's what they sell, and that's not what I eat. But these new bowls are to die for.
Well, I can only imagine. I've turned a few burrito bowls at local restaurants, changed them a little bit, and made it into a keto bowl, and they're fantastic.
They are, and it's easy to eat bowls because it's all right there. But the thing is, some bowls don't have enough of the green, alkaline, phytochemical-rich foods that we need, and this one does. So I'm kind of – you'll probably – people will be seeing me at Panera. And the other thing is ordering on the app. I don't have to wait because my time I count every minute of my day because I'm so busy. And this – I can be in and out in, you know, literally 15 minutes from start to finish. But again, it doesn't have enough fat for me, so I have to bring my own olive oil. And if you listen to my podcast, like the Holistic Navigator on keto, you understand why we need this. We need to teach our body to burn fat for fuel rather than carbohydrates. Most Americans eat from morning till night, or they just eat carbs, and that means they never learn to burn fat for fuel. Well, guess what, people? All through history, for tens of thousands of years, we had to learn because we were in sometimes famine. Sometimes we didn't have food. We sometimes were probably sickly. We fasted, and that taught our body. And fat burns clean. Carbs don't. Fat burns in the brain better than carbs any day of the week. You have less brain fog. You burn body fat better. So that's, of course, my two cents for the day on how I eat.
Well, you know, I preach keto diets all the time, you know, or keto lifestyle, I should say, a lot on our show. And let me remind people that there's not just one keto diet. There's a traditional, which is a little more what Ed is talking about, but there's more than one way to do this. And there are a couple, if we still have them on the nutritionw.com website, Ed, you can tell us if we do or not, but a couple of those classes, beginner and advanced classes for ketogenic diets, and they're very informative. I think yours is the one that you ran still there on your site?
Yeah, it should be on Facebook or also on the site, but also The Holistic Navigator is really where it's easier to listen, and I appreciate that. And the fact that you did say that, there are multiple ways to do keto healthy, and there's also some that are very unhealthy. Learn what is correct by people you trust.
Yeah, so, for people that have tried it and failed, I mean, for one, it does help also hypoglycemia. Someone who's had that before, when I'm really strict with my keto diet, I don't have any hypoglycemic symptoms at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel so much better. And and for me, I didn't care for the high fat. I mean, I really didn't like adding MCT oils. So for me, that just didn't work to be the classic keto. So with, you know, my life at the gym, I'm with a higher protein, a little lower fat, very low carb when I'm doing it. And it works for me, and I enjoy it. I feel better with it. So it doesn't have to be the classic keto.
Yeah.
And you just have to make sure to make healthy choices and really keep the carbs low. That's where people go wrong so often. They still have all those carbs in their diet.
And if anybody can see you, you're a walking example of that. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.